Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley with a powerful message on a Tuesday. August 15th, it's 2017. We're halfway through the eighth month of the year. I hope you're having the best day ever. Wait, I'm supposed to end with that. I have to figure another catchy ending. I'm out front of the dentist office. I got a 9 a.m. appointment. It is exactly 8:46. Out in front of the dentist's office, the day looks something like this for yours truly. Fillings happening at 9 a.m., webinar at noon for a new podcasting class that's taking my course. If you're on that, congratulations. You're about to launch the most amazing content ever. 3 o'clock coaching call and a 4 o'clock coaching call. It's a jam-packed day. You know what? I love, double, triple love what I do. And I'm not BSing you. I would tell you if I hated it because you know me by now, all right? After 12 years of doing this stuff, you'd think you'd know me by now. But here's my question. Do you love what you do? Let me tell you, life is going to suck in a big way if you don't love what you do. 77% of Americans hate their job, and 100% of them are afraid to admit it to anybody in public. They just say it privately on their way to work every day. I hate this. I hate it. Hey, you know what? Why don't you do something about it? Come on now. You better love what you do. Life's hard enough when you don't love what you do. You've got challenges at every step of the way. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's relationship. It's probably a little bit of financial, all that good stuff wrapped in together. Maybe it's, I don't know, political. All these different things going on in your life that you let overtake your life. And then you're going to go to a job that you absolutely hate. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. For example, if you're doing it for the money, you're never, I know so many broke, not broke, broke spiritually, broke mentally, wealthy people. I'm talking about the dentist right now. Talking about the dentist, for example. I'm literally, here's what I'm staring at. I'm staring at a car wash at a gas station right directly in front of me. To the left of me is Fifth Third Bank. Behind me is a Subway and a plaza where a dance studio, martial arts, and a Mexican restaurant and a beauty salon. There's another bank behind me. There's traffic going everywhere, and everybody looks miserable. And I'm out in front of the dentist office, which happens to have one of the top three suicide rates in the U.S. You believe that? Dentists. And they might even be, I've had a dentist actually who listens to this show text me, hit me up on Twitter actually, and said, yeah, no, you're right. The number one, I don't know if it's number one, two, or three. It's one of the top suicide rates. Why? And I think the average lifespan of a dentist is 53 years old. Maybe it's 55 at the most. Think about that. Go to a country club and you'll see like DDS after half the members' names because the people that got the most money are dentists. Yet they are the most miserable. Why is that? Well, they work upside down all day. Like I'm going to get my fillings done. And then, by the way, I don't think I have cavities. This is just a whole, and not that you even care, but just humor me for 20 seconds because there's actually a message here as well. I had these silver fillings for the longest time, but I guess they're outdated. Now, I always wonder because it's like having my oil change and stuff. Hey, Mr. Crowley, look at this filter and the bearings and back here behind the chamber of the timing chain. It needs to be cleaned out at $600 or you're going to die tomorrow in a car accident because your brakes are going to go out because of the old timing bearing oil grease. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to die tomorrow. Here's $600. Sounds like a good deal. I give you $600 and I don't die tomorrow. Fair enough. Now you go to the dentist. What do I know? Hey, your silver fillings need to be replaced, pal. These are old. You got to get them. They're going to crack. You're going to get cavities going into your gums, and your gums are going to go away. And it's just it's going to go from your eyeballs to your neck. You're not going to have any gums there. Okay. Well, here you go. Here's a grand for that, too. Everybody else. So you always got to place a lot of trust in individuals, and I do trust my dentist, Big Ben. Been going to him for a long, long time, probably 12 years as well. But anyway, here's my point. Ben enjoys what he does. He's my dentist, but a lot of dentists don't enjoy what they do because they work upside down. They're bent over all the time. They're working within 1 millimeter of, you know, you hit the wrong thing with that. What happens? You know, if you're squirming right now just listening to this, nobody wants to come see you ever, okay? Hey, you're going to the dentist. Ooh, and that's just for a cleaning. What do you got going on? I got a root canal. Oh, we'll pray for you. Think about that. Where else do you go where somebody says, you know, we'll pray for you besides going to see somebody in the medical industry, all right? So all of that, you put it all together. Nobody wants to see you. You're working upside down. Your back hurts. You're looking, you know, you got to look upside down into a little mirror trying to get within 1 millimeter. Hey, some point in time, man, doesn't matter how much money you're making. You don't want to go into that type of environment every day. So you call it a life by age 55. You better love what you do. Here's where the message gets serious, okay? How many people, and maybe you're one of them, how many people do you know make that lame-ass excuse that I don't have enough time or I don't know how? Those are the two lamest excuses for people in a job as to why they don't go for their dream, let alone get off their rusty duff and go run or go work out. Let me tell you, everything begins and ends with your health. Everything starts with your health. If you could get rid of that spare tire on the front of your body between your belt and your breasts, you would be so freaking excited with your life. I know because I used to have that thing. I used to look down like, for real? God, if I could just get rid of that thing. Green smoothies and 30 minutes of exercise every day. 30 minutes? Come on. How many? There's 48 30-minute increments in a day. And you guys know, you think I'm Rain Man, right? Damn, your 10-minute increments are 6 in an hour. There's 196 of a day is your 15-minute increment. I measure everything because it's a power of 10 minutes. The power of 30 minutes is 3 times that. Go for a walk around the block. Have nothing but green smoothies just for 2 days. Just for 2 days. Look, you're going to feel amazing. That's just 2 days. Do it. You better love what you do. You make exercise fun. Download your favorite songs, man. If you're like me, it's the 80s boy bands. Get out there and run to that stuff. It's Midnight Star. It's Houdini. It's all that, man. Get that stuff going in your earbuds and then get outside and go running, man. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't care where you're from, your background. Everything starts with New Edition. But if you really want a tip, Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel Houdini, get those two. Download them to your playlist and thank me later, okay? Oh, onward, says the white guy from a population of 8,000 in northwestern PA back in the 80s. How do you know all that? I don't know, but my two favorite movies in the 80s were Beat Street and Breakin'. Back to the show. Make life fun again. Would you please? Will you finally figure out what it is that is holding you back? It's not time. It's not money. There's a block there. You know what it is? In my opinion, I'm going to self-diagnose you through iTunes into your earbuds, and it's the pain that you are associating with moving forward. It is this false pain. Mark Twain said, I've known a great many fears in my life, most of which have never happened, okay? You're associating some sort of fake pain that you think is going to happen when you decide to make the leap. And I'm telling you, it's just as likely that that pain is never going to happen and more likely that you're going to say, holy cow, now is it going to happen overnight? No, man. But the transformation is going to happen overnight. Let me tell you, nothing's going to happen if you do nothing. You know that, right? Nothing. Like 3 frogs on a log, 2 of them decide to jump. How many are left? 3. Why? Because just saying you're going to do it doesn't mean jack squat. You got to actually take action and do it. So why don't you take even the smallest action away from that job you hate, away from that spare tire you got working between your breast and your belt, away from the relationships that are causing you all this toxicity and all this pain and all this, and do something that's congruent with what you want to do the rest of your life. Because one day on this earth spent doing what you hate is one day too many. And you're way too good. You weren't born like that. You're way too good to settle for that. At some point in time, there was a time in your life when you said, ah, to hell with it, man. I'm just going to settle for this. This is all I got. This is good enough for me. It's not good enough for you. You're amazing. You're a miracle, man. You're born in the eyes of God, created in his image, and you are going to settle for, oh, this is as good as it gets. I'm calling bull on that. Are you with me? Oh, all right. I got to go in and see Ben. I got to get the fillings replaced. I want to see you going for your dream. We're just about ready to launch. By the way, get inside the Facebook group. I'm making the announcement there first. Live event in Atlanta, end of October. Just nailing down the hotel this week. I'm going to put a honey of a deal out there for early bird people. I'm not even trying to sell anybody because I want to cap the room. I don't want a big, big, big room. I want to be able to teach, interact, hang out, hear your story, help you craft your story, help plow through procrastination, fear, pain, all that good stuff. Get inside the Facebook group, Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs, and then I'm going to make the announcement early bird inside the group very shortly. I'm saying next week, this time next week, all right? The week of August 20th, was that what that would be? All right. If you're in and around the Louisville area, I'm speaking there Labor Day weekend. And that's it for now. So here's what I want you to do. Figure out today how you're going to make this happen. And there are no wrong answers. The only wrong answer is not doing it. But you are way too blessed. You're a miracle, a freaking miracle, walking around owning all of this pain and adversity that doesn't even exist. Make it happen. Are you ready? Let's do it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.